Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Governor Tony Evers' most recent biennial budget address proposed several arts-related items, including increased funding for the Arts Board, one-time funding for a new Rural Wisconsin Creative Economy Grant program, and items related to film production and tax incentives. However, there is some ground to cover between proposals and concrete approved funding. Last month, people from across the state came together for Create Wisconsin Day at the state capitol, including Imagine MKE Executive Director Christine Honacki and Randy Cohen, Vice President of Research at Americans for the Arts and keynote speaker for Create Wisconsin Day. Honacki and Cohen join me to share what conversations they had with our legislators to improve the Wisconsin arts sector, and Honacki begins by explaining the key objectives of their Create Wisconsin Day visit.
There's really three things, three initiatives that we are advocating for. One is to raise the per capita spending for arts and culture in the creative sector. That's to support the Wisconsin Arts Board. And then secondly, to establishing a film office and film incentives. Right now, we are just one in four states that don't have a film office and one in 13 that don't have film incentives. We're missing out on a huge economic impact with that opportunity. And it also, of course, with the creatives in the community providing work. It's $670,000 a day, according to the Motion Picture Association, just for a small budget film. That would be the economic impact for a community. And a big film, $1.2 million. You think about Top Chef that was recently here in Wisconsin. It was $5 million alone generated just in hotel rooms. So we were advocating for that and then to fund a rural Wisconsin creative economy grant program. Because we really believe when we're flourishing in the arts and creative industries across the state, it's good for Milwaukee too.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Randy, as a keynote speaker, obviously you hit upon a lot of points and you have a bit more of a national perspective. So we are almost all the time either dead last or close to dead last in arts funding in the nation. So what's your unique perspective about coming to Wisconsin and having some of these discussions?
Yeah. So yesterday was a very exciting day in Madison and brought together 150 people from across the state, top to bottom, east to west. So the state was really well represented. And I would say by people who work in the arts and advocates for the arts and volunteer for the arts, but not just in the big cities, but in small rural communities and in suburban areas. And so there was a great energy. And it was to get people together to get up there, meet with their legislators and help them understand the benefits of a vibrant arts community and a vibrant arts across the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin's absolutely a great state for the arts and the cultural opportunities. Everybody loves the arts, right? They inspire us and they beautify our communities. And they bring us joy. But the fact is, they do a lot more than that. You know, people appreciate the arts as a wonderful community amenities, and they are. But the fact is, they're also businesses. And that's a story that we wanted to tell as well. And so we really encourage people to think about the arts and talk about the arts as an industry, one that supports jobs and generates government revenue. And I can tell you right here in Milwaukee, just the nonprofit arts industry, you know, so our theaters, our museums, our festivals, arts education organizations, a $334.6 million industry. That supports 4,552 jobs right here in Milwaukee and generates $57.8 million in revenue to government. So the arts are more than just a nice to have, they're necessary.
With this necessity and our current status and how long we've been last in arts funding, despite the benefits and also the monetary benefits that it can do for a region or throughout the state, what response do legislators and, you know, change makers at the Capitol, what do they have to remaining in this last or near to last place consistently?
Yeah, well, I went to see several legislators. I got in front of a senator yesterday. And we were in rooms of maybe 4 to up to 15 of us at one time, really all telling the stories about why it's important. The thing with the arts and why it's sometimes difficult to change perceptions is because they affect so many other areas, education, well-being, mental health. So I was sitting there listening to people who I was meeting for the first time in the room tell their stories about how the arts saved their lives, about how they came out of their shell and wouldn't be the person that they did today. I had a young girl that really started talking about, what if there were no arts, no movies, no film, no music, no song? No, she went on and on. In the room, you could feel it get somber. But what overlays with that is what Randy shared, which is the economic impact, which is what they want to hear when they need to hear the full picture of it. But it, when it comes back to population in our state, population in our city, the economic impact and how it grows industries and builds economy, that's what they want to hear.
Right. And often over history, when things get tough, when money needs to be cut, arts programs are always the first to go, right? And you kind of hit upon the point that you need to hit that fiscal argument. There's the quote-unquote the soft validation of like what we personally experience when we go to the arts and participate. But let's talk about Milwaukee specifically and your work with Imagine MKE, Christine. Can you share some specifics about the Milwaukee area? Like, say, for example, if I go see a show, what's everything around me doing that action, you know, affecting?
Yeah, so the arts have the what I call the multiplier effect. And so they're really driving the economy. So when you are going to see a show, you're not just buying the ticket to the show. You are also going to dinner or having a drink. You're getting transportation. You may be hiring a babysitter. You're going out after. You're contributing to the economy. Financially, that equates to over $31 per person in additional spend that's over and above a ticket price that you're going to see a show or program. So it's significant. Randy mentioned the bigger number impact of $334.6 million, and we are a legit sector and a legit industry. It's a business, and that's the— You know, really, when we're in Madison, we're really trying to explain that. It's really getting people to understand, but we can't do it alone. Imagine MKE is here to advocate and support, but also bring people along with us so they understand. They need to reach out to their legislators where they live, tell them what's important to them. They need to vote. It's about voting as well, but they need to tell them what's important to them when they are voting. So all of that's important, and that's one of the things. That's just one of the things that Imagine MKE is doing. So it's advocacy, amplification, and advancement of our arts and culture and creative industries.
The audience spending, you know, every time we go out to an arts event, you heard Christine talk about it, is really a major value add to the community. What's interesting is 39% of attendees come from outside Milwaukee County. They average $37.76 per person per event. When we asked those non-local attendees, why are you here? 92% said, we came to Milwaukee specifically for this arts event. So if you're a local business, you're a restaurateur, you have a parking garage, or you do retail or the lodging industry, you love the arts because it's bringing people to the community, and those people are spending locally.
And with this local arts economy, like there are positives and negatives, right? And Christine, if you can talk a bit about your efforts in this kind of ecosystem, if we want to call that. You're well familiar with the previous Wisconsin Policy Forum report called Curtain Time. I spoke with Rob Hankin about it as well, and I'll link that for our listeners in the web article to come. But the details that we're at is like, we need to find a solution. We can't keep operating with the way we are with the way arts funding is distributed. You know, we're reaching a point where things need to change or it's not going to be sustainable. So can you talk about any progress being made towards this goal of bringing arts organizations together, working together, trying to find different solutions, especially when it comes to funding? Because ultimately, that's the commonality between any company, large or small, is like, where are we getting our funding?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is not a new conversation. Even before the Curtain Time report came out, this you know, had been
decades-long conversation.
Decades-long conversation. And we have such a generous philanthropic community, but we really lack the public funding. We just shared that 18 cents. That's not going to do it. That's not just for Milwaukee, but that's for the entire state. So we need to have a new funding model. And we're really looking at the balance between public funding and private funding, and looking how we can have a local, regional, and state shared vision. We work very closely in partnership with Create Wisconsin. And when we have a healthy and flourishing arts and culture sector across the state, that benefits Milwaukee too, and vice versa. So we are leading an effort to bring together these community leaders to address the items in the Curtain Time report. That includes arts leaders, major funders, civic, and getting the right people in the room. And those efforts are going to be underway very soon.
So what do you both see is the first step, or at least what's at top of your mind after your state visit and the efforts that you're doing to fix this disconnect? There's popular opinion that, yes, this benefits everyone, you know, not just mentally, but all these other benefits as well. Yet we need to have that reflected in state funding, in community support, in organizations. How do we bridge that disconnect?
Well, I think it is really being vigilant and educating people. It's a big job. It's ongoing. We've started it. We're not just starting. This is, you know, part of the biennial budget, and this is why it's heightened right now, and we have these things to advocate for, but it's not going to stop whether they get in or they get out. Even if there's more funding for the Arts Board, that's really just a first step, because it needs to be much greater to support Wisconsin. And so we're going to continue, and we need people that feel this is important, that love Wisconsin, that love Milwaukee and want to be a part of this community, to understand. And I think they'll be emailing and calling their legislators, and that's what we hope for.
Yeah, it takes relentless messaging. I mean, if it was easy.
I mean, it's your whole job, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and a forever job. But it's so easy to take arts and culture for granted, to assume our artists and our arts organizations are always going to be here in our community. And we can't make that assumption. So we've all got a job to do. Create those relationships with your legislators. Give them a call. Bring someone to a legislative meeting with you. Because, you know, if enough people demand it and demand it over and over again, we'll realize that change.
You know, I'm thinking the legislative meetings, maybe we can rename them, because they don't sound very inviting, you know. Maybe they're like, hey, we care about our community and want to tell you what we care about meetings. So that's really what they are about. They're to listen, learn, talk to people, and share what is important to them.
Well, Christine and Randy, thank you both so much for joining me today to share your experiences and the work that you're continuing to do.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Randy Cohen is the Vice President of Research at Americans for the Arts, and Christine Honacki is the Executive Director of Imagine MKE.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.